This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Kremlin confirming that a meeting is being set up between President Trump and President Vladimir Putin. The question, will Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also be there? Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
This follows a meeting in Moscow on Wednesday between Putin and Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Following that meeting, the official said Witkoff told President Trump that Putin would like to meet with him, which President Trump said he is open to. If Putin also meets with Zelensky.
The Kremlin not indicating it would be open to such a meeting with Zelensky as well. A computer glitch has left thousands of United Airlines customers stranded in airports and on planes. There was a nationwide ground stop yesterday. It's now been lifted, but there are many residual delays and about 100 cancellations today already. The Trump reciprocal tariffs on more than 60 countries kicking in at midnight. The White House says the move will create more American jobs. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is issuing a public health alert for cured and smoked teriyaki beef produced by Holman Locker and Meat Market in Holman. The alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing undeclared allergens. The aforementioned product contained soy and wheat, known food allergens, which were not declared on the product's label. The product was sold at Holman Locker and Meat Market on or before August 1, 2025. DATCAP is issuing this public health alert to ensure consumers with an allergy to soy and/or wheat are aware that this product should not be consumed. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming this product. Anyone with signs or symptoms of foodborne illness or allergic reactions should contact their doctor. Consumers who have this product can discard it. Consumers and media with questions about this public health alert can contact Lori Stetler, Holman Locker and Meat Market at 608-526-3112. Milwaukee will host another convention of Republicans. This time, it's the Young Republican National Convention in August of 2027. The gathering, put together by the Young Republican National Federation, is expected to draw 1,200 attendees and generate about $1 million in economic activity for the region. Last summer, Milwaukee hosted the 2024 Republican National Convention, which brought in over $300 million of business impact. Wisconsin has been a key state in deciding the most recent presidential elections.
Another sweep for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 to complete another three-game sweep. The team has tonight off before hosting the Mets tomorrow night. At the Packers training camp in Green Bay, Jordan Love talked about his story running on the website The Players Tribune about the loss of his father at the age of 14 after he committed suicide. The family says that Orban Love, age 51, had an adverse reaction to a heart medication that led to mental illness.
So my marketing agent was the one who connected me. They approached and wanted to be able to write my story. It's the real stuff that's happened in my life. So, I think it's very cool to be able to share that. And I think there's some stuff, in my story that, I think a lot of people relate to and have been in similar situations. So whatever things people might be going through, just keep going and keep pushing through is really the message of it. I appreciate them for giving me that opportunity.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports on Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise sunny, warm and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s. Currently, 69 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off enjoying the sights and sounds of some of my favorite places in Wisconsin. Guest hosts are stepping in with sharp insights into Wisconsin politics and beyond. Don't miss these great conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning to you. It is 7:06. It is nice to have you along on this Thursday morning. It's August 7th. Parker Olson is our producer down in Madison Studio A2. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be along in mere seconds. Coming up this hour, we will be talking to Luann Bird about the recent town hall held by Congressman Brian Stile in the southeastern part of the state. And it's one thing to give a member of Congress credit for holding an in-person town hall. It'd be another if the content were a little more, say, on the up and up. And Luann Bird is going to talk to us about that. We'll visit with Todd Allbaugh and find out what he's doing on his program later today, afternoons from 2 to 4. You normally hear him on Wednesdays along with Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. Well, Trigvi's going to be joining us here this morning. He's actually in Lithuania, where his wife is from, so he's visiting family out there, and is going to talk about his work promoting democracy around the world, helping countries that are new to democracy get a feel for the systems, the norms, the safeguards, and now some of those same lessons have to be taught here at home. So we'll talk to Trigvi Olson about that as well. A reminder that tomorrow is Friday, so that means it's going to be Free Ticket Friday. We'll be giving away Milwaukee Brewers tickets again. We'll also have Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, journalists Jennifer Schulze and Mark Jacob. We'll have Mike Clemens with sports. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be along as well. So again, a very busy Friday edition of these mornings powered by Up North News across the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's see, in a bit here, I'll go back to the mailbag because as Brittany Merlot joins us now, and Brittany, I did not ask if you are I don't know what your adult beverage choices are. We've been talking about IPA beers and then things like bourbon and scotch and whiskey. What is your, if there even is a, maybe you're not even an adult beverage drinker.
Are you a big fan of Merlot?
Yeah, that's so funny. You have talked about all three things that I do dabble in. I don't drink much, but on occasion I do. And I've had to force myself to drink Merlot just because of my last name. So now, yes, I do like Merlot. But, you know, you had to start with the sweet, whiter wine, and then you work your way to the red and darker wine. So that's how I had to do that. But craft beers, I do enjoy that. I love the craft breweries and the different places and the just seeing them work so hard and make such amazing different kind of beer, and the styles and the flavors that they come up with these days are outstanding. So I do love to go to them, collect growlers. Those are pretty cool.
You collect growlers?
Wow. All across the North, you know, from Minnesota to Michigan to Wisconsin, even Illinois. So that's pretty cool. But I do enjoy whiskey and a bourbon, too, on occasion.
So, yeah, on this National IPA Day, Tony put up on YouTube, IPAs are trash and the garbage is where they belong. He
says,
Tony, bourbon, scotch, and whiskey, that's the correct order of taste. from Adam. Now, instead of just, you know, calling names, you know, when we say we don't like IPA, I'm like, well, just tell us what is your favorite? What's a good IPA? Adam puts up on YouTube, Pliny the Elder from Russian River Brewing is seen as the gold standard in IPAs. Let's see. Tony says, I did have a hazy IPA from Three Sheeps. That was okay. But that was about it. And then finally from Alicia, you know what's not fair? The second I turned 40, vodka gave me heartburn.
Right?
Yeah. And I always talk about my preference as bourbon, but now I get a headache rather easily from it, which I'm going to say is a self-control mechanism and has prevented me in the age of social media from putting up anything really stupid online. It's just a right? way to say, hey, young man, settle down. The two old fashions, that's good. That's your limit. So thanks for joining us for Alcohol Talk at 7:10 in the morning. Why don't we turn to the weather now, where things are going to be getting a little hot and steamy here.
It is. Things are changing. First and foremost, that wildfire smoke is pretty much gone. We're all at moderate AQI levels. That's the yellow out there. So not too bad. Finally, after an entire week of that, we're finally breathing in some much fresher, cleaner air right now. Temperatures are at about 60 degrees in Superior, 72 right now in La Crosse. Everyone else is in between there. We're looking at more clouds north and patchy fog too. Dense in some places. More sunshine shining through down south in the state. And today we are getting much more muggy. I'm talking about dew points at about the mid-60s to nearing 70 degrees. So very sticky. It's going to be mostly sunny out there too, with highs reaching the mid to upper 80s today. So the heat index already feeling into the 90s this afternoon. Now we do, of course, have storms, active weather. All of that is starting up, and it's going to start this afternoon. I think around 3 or 4 o'clock or so around southwest areas of the state. It is going to be moving towards the Madison area, maybe around 8 o'clock or so. And then in towards the Milwaukee, probably around midnight and after. Now we could see a few more scattered showers and storms lingering in the Fox Valley still tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, Lake Superior towns get a little swipe of some showers and storms. And then even bigger storms start to form as we go into the evening tomorrow. And that trend continues, too, as we go into Saturday, because another cold front is going to be hitting. And that's going to spark up some strong to severe storms as they work through the state. So in between the storms, we're going to see the extreme heat right this afternoon. We're also going to see it tomorrow afternoon, where there is an extreme heat watch right now for northwestern parts of the state. And those heat index by tomorrow is going to be feeling like 100 degrees. Ooh. So we're going to be sweating there. And that is going to hang on Saturday for the southeast part of the state, while the northwest part of the state is going to be feeling that cold front and getting some relief. So hotter longer further southeast, still getting just as hot up north, just not as long.
And with the chance, but not certainty of precipitation, I just want to let folks around Chippewa County know, whether you're farmers or growing things, I am now taking offers, financial offers from you, on whether to put the top on my Jeep up or leave it down. Because if I leave it down, that guarantees it's going to rain. Whereas if I think it might rain and I put the top up, it's not going to rain. So whichever one you want to have happen, my Jeep top is for sale. Just as a weather barometer.
I've got my Jeep shirt on, the Wrangler shirt. Just
That is a Wrangler. Yeah.
Right? See,
that's perfect. Love it. From Rob, good morning. From Tigerton, it's partly cloudy, 62 degrees with light fog. Yesterday morning, I mowed 4 yards in Tigerton, then a doctor's appointment in Shawano, then a late lunch of spaghetti and meatballs at the Shawano Cafe, and went for a ride along Highway 29. Today, I have lawns to mow in Tigerton. Things are getting dry and could use a good drink. I heard that this is the driest start in many areas in about 50 years. He says, Wisconsin had another tornado from the severe weather outbreak in northwestern Waupaca County, or 5 miles from my residence. Let's see. Alicia says, side note, the drive to and from Antigo from Kimberly is really long, so that's good. Let's see. Rob says, I like Brittany's shirt with the Jeep. What I pulled with my lawnmower tractor earlier this summer for Todd, my mechanic. So there you go. Back to the IPAs. Adam says, speaking of IPAs, it is the great taste of the Midwest this Saturday in Madison, which is the largest outdoor beer festival in the U.S. So cheers. All right, cheers. That sounds great. And let's see, we talked about novelty songs during today's history lesson as well. And a listener in the Chippewa Valley puts on the text line, if you're looking for more recent novelty songs, there's an artist from Australia named Tom Cardy, whose entire catalog of songs was meant to be funny. And from Jim in Brookfield, Pat, you made my day. From now on, whenever I have a fever for more cowbells, I will know the correct Bruce Dickinson direction to channel my fever for more cowbell. So I'm glad we've schooled everybody in all the various Bruce Dickinsons out there in the world. And who knew?
Who knew there were so many?
Who knew there were so many and that we've been giving credit to the wrong one all this time? And it's not even the lead singer for Iron Maiden. And if you missed all this in today's history lesson, may I again suggest, first off, getting up earlier so you can join us for the history lesson every morning at 6:50. Here's one more from Stephen Milwaukee. Bell's Two-Hearted Ale. Must be another IPA recommend as well. Or, again, you can subscribe to the show as a podcast. Head over to Spotify or Apple, and that way you can listen back. And as you listen back, you can then send notes correcting us whenever we get something wrong. That never happens here, does it? No. Brittany, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in our next hour.
Sounds good.
Keep in mind that the other way you can follow what we're doing here is to get our newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and click on subscribe up in the top banner. There's also our new Sunday morning newsletter, given the original name Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, where we talk about Wisconsin politics. I've started trying to outline what's going to be in this weekend's newsletter about Wisconsin politics. And it is not easy. And we're going to be talking to Joe Sopecki in our next hour about this week's Wisconsin political headlines. And it's not going to be easy. I sent him three different stories that came in late yesterday. And when I got done looking at these three stories, I posted them to social media with this comment that I am almost literally begging some Republican politician to talk about something of substance rather than the carousel of what we're dealing with here. That would include Congressman Derek Van Orden. The headline from Anna Kleiber's story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel: Derek Van Orden escalates Mark Pocan feud by posting a photo of a naked man in a ski mask with a sex toy. This is what Derek Van Orden finds funny, is in trying to, you know, say something insulting about a fellow member of Congress on his social media feed, you know, where kids go. He's posting a photo of a naked man in a ski mask with a sex toy and thinks that he's being very funny. And that's really all I can say about that without getting into details that are not good for morning radio. I would ask, does this mean that Derek Van Orden is not suitable for Congress? The answer is Derek Van Orden is currently not suitable for middle school. But yet here he is. We've got also coming out of Madison, 20 Republican lawmakers call on Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson to act on Milwaukee violence. They want him to take specific steps to address violence in the city, according to this article in the Journal Sentinel by David Clary and Allison Durr. Here's the problem with that. Crime is down in Milwaukee. But of course, whenever there is something that is bad and gets a lot of TV attention, well, it's going to get a lot of political attention. It's just that the Swiss are known for their precision timepieces. The Swiss could only wish that they were as predictable as Wisconsin Republicans when it comes to playing the Milwaukee card. That's all they really know how to do, it seems, and they're doing it again, grabbing, you know, a particular high-profile crime and saying that it's indicative of an entire city when the statistics show that it's anything but. And that there are also reasons why the legislature previously interfered with how the Police and Fire Commission can manage the way that the Milwaukee Police Department is run. But it's always easier to throw rocks from the other side. It's easier to throw rocks from the other side of the border, too, because a Wisconsin legislator, a Republican from Tomahawk, has now joined other lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota in filing a formal complaint against Canada about wildfire smoke. Also from Anna Kleiber in the Journal Sentinel. Asking the Environmental Protection Agency and the International Joint Commission to investigate Canada's wildfire management practices because Canada's north woods are burning down. Again, I am begging for something of substance to come from our GOP lawmakers, not photos of naked men with sex toys. A local update is next for some of you, and then we'll be talking to Luann Bird coming up in about 15 minutes here up north.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife, but she says I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Hendricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
On our morning show today, we're going to talk about a block party in downtown Richland Center that's going on next weekend, Saturday, August 16th. And in the studio today, the organizer, Gene Noble, will also talk to Jay Hoffman as well about this because it includes some great music, it sounds like. So, Gene, if you want to swing that microphone over there a little bit closer to you, we'll ask you a little bit about this. Where did this idea come from?
Well, I just wanted to do something little to promote business downtown, and it ended up getting a lot bigger than I expected. I just wanted a little thing in one little parking spot was my goal, and it ended up growing to a whole block. So I talked to area businesses, and a lot of them thought it would be fun to do it, to see what we could do downtown because it's slow. And so, I don't know, just kept going. It's growing, and it's growing, and it's growing, and fun.
It kind of blossomed from there then, it sounds like.
It did.
Like.
It grew almost too big. People looked at me and goes, are you crazy for doing this? But, yeah.
It's kind of a throwback to the old time, you know, when you'd put off the block and you'd have a street dance or whatever.
Used to do crazy days downtown when I was younger, and that was always so much fun to just walk around and see everything, and it's kind of what I'm going for. We've got vendors and crafters coming in, and it should be a lot of fun.
Tell me about the business support that you've had from that area.
I've had great support from Edward Jones, the Little Corner, Bailey's Paint, the Creative Outlet, and then also I couldn't have done a lot of this without Katie Schmidt. She helped me do a lot of graphics and stuff to post things online because I'm not real great with that. So she helped me do a lot of graphics. So that was amazing.
You've got a great response from the music world as well. Is that what you envisioned initially, is to have some live music there?
I wanted some sort of music, and I wasn't quite sure, so I guess I was asking the right questions, because then I got pointed towards Jay Huffman and said, well, he could help you out. He's a musician, and talked to Jay, and then it went boom. In a day, he had the whole works ready for me. I'm like, oh, okay.
We'll bring Jay into the conversation. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. Good to see you again.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other for a long time.
Not face to face.
We used to speak all the time when there were school delays and things like
that. Yes, like about 5 o'clock in the morning. You're the only person awake that I knew on this world at that time.
It's still kind of like that, right?
Good to see you again, yes.
So, and I didn't know this side of you, that you've got a little music in your background, and it's still something that you love and enjoy.
Yeah, I kind of kept that in my back pocket for my whole career. I was out to Vark, of course, for 17 years and got to know a few people in town here. But yeah, I always played a little bit of music, and since I've retired, that's what I do full time.
So when Gene came to you with this idea, it sounds like you didn't have to look very hard and long to find people to help you out.
Well, no. Yeah, she'd asked me about doing some music, and of course I asked the questions. You know, what a normal musician would ask, you know, how long am I playing? Where is the setup? You know, what is the event? And then as she was explaining it to me, I thought, well, that's a six-hour event. I'm good for a couple. I have a group of musicians that I work with on a regular basis. We all play with each other. We write music together. Some live around here. Some are over by Viroqua, and then one from Spring Green. And I just made a couple of phone calls, and being the troopers they are, made my part of it real easy.
So you're going to have a little stage set up there on Core Street?
Well, we're going to have a pop-up tent and a little padded area there, carpeted area with a sound system, and in the center of the action, I believe.
That's what I'm open for.
And we've got... yeah, just some great folks coming. I got Dylan Harris. You'll see his name associated with music just about everywhere in this area. Tracy Mangold, Elise Becker, Don Greenwood from Spring Green, and then myself will be kind of emceeing and doing the follow up.
Will there be a jam session?
It happens. It happens, yeah, with the few of us that are there. Yeah, we've all played with each other on different things. But this is highlighting each one of the singer-songwriters in their own. But if we decide we're all good, oh, I like that song, we'll all play.
Wonderful. Yeah. Gene, there's a dunk tank as well. Tell us about that.
I heard you volunteered for
me?
Yeah.
No,
that's why I'm here.
Doctor's orders, probably not.
But yeah, we're doing a dunk tank. The proceeds from the dunk tank, and then we're going to do like a pick a duck kind of thing out of a pool, and there'll be another game that I personally am putting on. All those proceeds from that are going to Richland Area Rescue. So I've got like 4 spots left I need to fill for the dunk tank. So if anybody wants to volunteer their services, you know, I won't say no. But Stetson Clary from the Gymboree, he's going to be on there. Matt Williams, he's going to do it with me. And Lisa Peterson, Tyler Colson, Spencer Brudenhagen, Jenna Miller, and Heather Miller are all going to be doing it. So come get these people wet. It'll be fun to see him hit the water.
Why Richland Area Rescue? Is that one of your pet projects?
I love animals, and I know they do a lot of horse rescues, and I love horses. But I know it takes a lot to take care of an animal, especially if you bring them in and they're already injured or malnourished, and there's just a lot that goes into it. Care, personally, and then finances get to be really expensive. Just as a pet owner, they can be expensive. So I thought, for this time around, I'm going to do Richland Area Rescue. If I decide to do something like this again, we'll pick a different program to promote.
Mm-hmm. You say poolside block party. Is there a pool?
We're going to have a little pool.
Oh!
It's a little wading pool. And so there'll be like little pick-a-duck things in there you can do. And all these games, except the dunk tank, you do the dunk tank, you get a towel. But all the other games, I've got prizes for people. you know, kids, adults, whoever. And one of the prizes is a squirt gun. So then you can use the pool to fill the squirt gun and, you know, it'll be fun.
It sounds like it's going to be just a really nice family event, isn't it?
I'm hoping. People come out and enjoy it and see what downtown has to offer and all the great talent we have in this town.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henricks.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Taking out loans is many times a necessity for farmers. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Darla Sikora, the Director of Agricultural Loans with Citizens State Bank of Loyal, is here to give insight into what Wisconsin farms are most commonly taking these loans out for right now.
Not a lot of new barns going up, but occasionally there are new things to be added onto an existing barn, maybe expanding a freestall barn or something along those lines. For whatever reason, the last couple of months, I have actually seen a lot of our customers purchasing forage trailers. That is a big one. Getting crops made is, the weather has, it always has an impact, but the last couple of years have really been a challenge in our area, and getting good feed in when it's ready to go in is huge. So a lot of forage trailers for haylage put in when it needs to.
Sikora also says that if you are looking to get a loan, make sure you walk into the bank with a plan to pay them back to increase your chances of it being accepted. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Last week, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin suggested that he may rescind the mandate on DEF systems, also known as the diesel exhaust fluid. This original ruling came after the 2009 greenhouse gas endangerment finding. If this were to be rescinded, it'd be the largest deregulatory action in the history of the U.S., it may also create some issues for the ethanol industry. If you like this agriculture news and want more of it, make sure to visit our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s.
Right now, it's 70.
Matt and Air on Air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse and bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
President Trump claims it is common practice to move a convicted sex offender to Club Fed. Is that accurate? Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Remember, you can sign up for my weekend Wisconsin politics newsletter, Sunday mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. And in that newsletter, we also put in a question of the week. And this week, we're looking at the redistricting in Texas, where Republicans are trying to add 5 seats artificially, and asking what should democratically controlled states like California do? Should they respond in kind or not sink to that level? And again, folks can answer that by being subscribers to our newsletter. Head to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the top banner. We were just talking about the Wisconsin State Fair, getting out there and talking to people. And we were talking in the last segment about a couple of Republicans who have done that. There are plenty of other folks, a lot of good progressives working at the state fair as well. I'm looking at the Facebook page of our friend Luann Bird and seeing her doing a little pressing of the flesh at the Wisconsin State Fair as well. And she joins us now live to visit with us. Luann, good to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Good morning, friends. Good morning, Pat and company.
It's so nice to see you.
Thank you.
Like I said, I did see you in that same Resist t-shirt that you were wearing at the Wisconsin State Fair. So let's start there. Before we get to the Congressman Stiles listening session, you get to do your own listening when you're at places like the fair. Tell us about those conversations.
Well, they're the same, really. I have a lot of people need hope right now, and a lot of people are very tired of the regime and the autocracy that's in place. So I have a great time talking to people, not really talking, mostly, again, listening to what their concerns are and giving them a place, a space where they can actually be part of the change. So I invite people to join the Democratic Party. I invite them to join our protests that we have every weekend on Saturday at 10 o'clock on the corner of 76th and Layton. And we hold up our signs and we rally in support of democracy. So, yeah, those conversations are great. It's also hard because, you know, there's such a division. It's not even like we just disagree. There's, you know, people that don't agree with Democrats can be kind of a little bit not rude, but, you know, they're not willing to engage in a conversation. And that's something I always like to work on. But it was great. It's just great to be down there.
And the thing of it is, what we do need are more conversations. And you are perhaps the quintessential person, the opening of, if somebody does not agree with Democratic or progressive points of view, but you want to start a conversation, you want to start it with somebody like Luann. It has always been nothing but respectful. I've seen when you've gone up to, for, you know, like Senator Ron Johnson. And it's the kind of discourse we all wish we could have when we start from places where we don't agree. At no point have I seen, you know, some Republican want to accost you because you're simply a very easy person to talk to.
Well, I've been treated pretty rudely by a few. There was a guy that came up to me. We don't need to talk about that. What we want to talk about is, yeah, I like people. I respect Republicans. I respect Democrats. I think Republicans that are Trumpers are in a different space. They just are full of fear and they want power and control. And so I still think we need to talk with them. We need to understand where they're coming from, because democracy, it's so serious what they're doing now, and they don't even realize it. I had a short conversation with the chair of the Republican Party, because you know me, Pat, I just go up
You'll
and talk
to anybody.
People.
Yep.
And I saw him at the fair, and we were just chatting and being very nice and, you know, family and summer and whatever. And then I did ask him about Trump, you know, do you think he has too much power? But then I said, I asked him about the executive order that Trump signed, because he said, you know, I really care about people with disabilities. And I said, me too. See, there's that common ground.
Right.
However, what he didn't know is that Trump signed an executive order allowing new businesses within the agencies, the federal agencies, to not have to make their buildings ADA accessible if it's going to limit their ability to be prosperous, because those things only benefit a few. So it's really scary to me that even some of these Republicans that I think share some of our values don't know what Trump's doing. So we have to get in there and we have to keep having these conversations and doing our own research. Don't just accept what they say, because they're good at talking points.
Well, and that's where we make the pivot to the town hall here, because, again, in conversations, you know, people can be very nice and pleasant. They don't have to be rude. However, there's a difference between having, you know, a pleasant tone and having a pleasant tone and not being completely truthful, would be my word. And for that, I would turn to Congressman Stile, who is continuing to defend an indefensible bill for the cuts that it makes and continuing to be an advocate for Trump's, you know, deportation policies and things. What I'm saying, Luann, is a lot of people want to give him credit for having an in-person town hall, but I think that credit gets negated a bit when, if you're not willing to be truthful with your constituents.
Well, it was clear that the attendees weren't going to accept that. And when he pivots to blaming Biden for open borders as to the reason we have an immigration part, we didn't let him do that. I mean, the crowd cut him off, which is how we were feeling at the time. I know for some people, that kind of an angry town hall, they don't like, and I don't either. It's too bad we've had to go to that, but we didn't let him. And here's the thing, it was a, quote, listening session. And the speakers, thank you to all of you who spoke up. They were very respectful, very direct. And it's all on my website if anyone wants to go watch. We just put up a shortened version today so you don't have to watch the whole clapping and everything.
Give me the website quick so I can put that up on screen.
It's luannbird.com.
Okay. Luann, L-U-A-N-N.
L-U-A-N-N.bird.com. Yeah, and it's also, well, anyway, so here's where I struggled. Every time someone stood up there and spoke eloquently, like about internment camps in Florida, which he would then say, well, I disagree with that description. You know, he would say, I disagree. And then on all the issues, like on immigration and on feeding children in Gaza, you know, he had his pat answers. So I don't call that a listening session. I'm not sure what he did that for, because a listening session would be acknowledging what you heard and then maybe being open to what we're saying. And I didn't sense any of that. So he thinks on immigration, we just have to follow the law, which means kicking people out. But one of the listeners kindly reminded him that it's just a misdemeanor if you're in this country illegally. And, you know, we reminded him that it's an internment camp because there's no due process. You can't call it a detention center because it's actually an internment camp when you arrest people for no reason and you throw them in and they can't see their attorneys. And that's happening in America right now. So it wasn't a listening session. It was I call it a rubber stamp for Trump. That's what it was.
Well, there was a lot of, it's performative now. It's a matter of taking your lines and being able to deliver them, not just to a friendly crowd, but to a crowd that may not necessarily agree with you. And I think that too many politicians are doing just that. They're treating this as theater, as something, as a performance that they have to make, but stick to your guns rather than actually having the back and forth and showing some independence, showing at least a little daylight between yourself and, in this case, Donald Trump, to say, you know, I don't agree with him on this thing or that thing. And that's the problem with this entire congressional delegation right now is, I mean, they're all afraid to show any daylight between themselves and Trump, aren't they?
They are. Mm-hmm. And in my home, you know, my husband's very sick and we have a lot of aides that come in and help out and they're all on Medicaid. And I wanted to share the story about that, about how One of our aides is actually on the Affordable Care Act. His premium is $900 a month, and he finally, I knew all along he was going to lose that. He finally figured it out, and he was heartbroken. So those are the kind of things where what these Republicans and what Congress is doing is hurting people. It isn't just we disagree anymore, but there are children that are starving in Gaza because we are not... America used to be at the forefront of foreign aid. And instead, Trump is negotiating with his friends with Netanyahu instead of America being the people that care. We are the people that care. It's just that our leaders don't. You know, this is heartbreaking and that all these people are going to lose their health care. And all because, Pat, they wanted to lower the tax rate for the wealthy and the big corporations so that they could spur innovations. It's all about the big people and prosperity, but that has shown in history to never, ever work. So we could take care of a lot of these problems that we're facing and that the people in that room were angry about if we would just make everybody pay their fair share.
We're talking to Lou Anne Bird, former candidate for legislature and continues to be active in the community. LouAnneBird.com, LuAnnBird, LouAnneBird.com, or on Instagram, Bird4WI, BirdForWi, where, I mean, there's no shortage of pictures of you, you know, meeting with people, continuing these conversations. Here's an aspect of the conversation that I wonder about, and you just hit on it, that all of these cuts, they're not actually saving anybody anything because they're just going right to tax cuts for the very wealthy. It's not like it's coming back to middle class taxpayers, but I always get the impression that there are still far few people who know that. In your conversations, mm-hmm. do people get that these cuts aren't actually saving anything? Do they know that, or is it, or do you see them realizing it after the fact and feeling like they've been hoodwinked?
Well, the people that really need Medicaid, for example, don't know. They really don't know what's going on at the federal level. And they really just don't know. So we have to educate them. We have to help them understand. And don't you wonder, like, oh, they're always cutting billions and billions of dollars. They're holding money back from grants that they owe, universities and education and things like that. That money's all going to detention centers now, to internment camps. So... when you just have to help people connect the dots. What are they doing with this money? This budget wasn't about lowering the deficit. It actually increases the deficit. I mean, it's still at $3 trillion. So it's not, watch what they say, watch what they do, not what they say. Okay.
Exactly. And again, just this week, you know, new numbers came out on the big bloated boondoggle of a budget bill. And it now crosses $4 trillion.
Yeah.
That it adds to
That's
the
right.
debt.
And That's right. Those, yeah.
It's just for all those folks that say, that have always said, oh, it's about the deficit. The deficit is killing us. Or, the you know, as Tony notes on YouTube here, it's like they're always talking about balancing the budget. There's never been anything this far out of balance. And well, that's your big mission is conveying that to people.
Well, that's right, because even my aide that didn't understand how that all works was asking me. He's like, now, because I protest all the time and I'm off to go protest after we take care of Phil. It's like, well, now what are you protesting for? And when I explained democracy, he's like, well, what do you mean? What's going on there? And then I explained to him that, well, right now the president is totally in control. Congress isn't doing their job. They are not standing up to the president, who is constantly breaking the law. We have lost our balance of power. And when Congress goes ahead after Trump cut the $9 billion, then that Congress had already approved and allocated toward great programs that help people all around the world, then Trump cuts it and Congress, instead of standing up to Trump, rescinded that money. That is not democracy. So by technical terms, we've lost our democracy at the moment. But the good news is that when this happens, people can rise up and we can take it back. We can demand, when we stop when we get to those people that are so loyal to President Trump, we can unravel this autocracy that we're all stuck in. So I stand up on my street corner every Saturday at, you know, 76th and Layton with my signs, because we've got to sign people up. We've got to educate them, Pat. And we can change things.
And learn more at luannbird.com. Luann, thank you so much. Great to connect with you again.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you so much, Pat,
all right,
for
you
what
bet.
You do.
We'll talk to Todd Alba and Trigvi Olsen coming up right after this. You're up north.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Henricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
That has to be a real honor, Jay Hoffman, when somebody covers one of your songs, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes my heart feel so big it doesn't fit. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
Dylan will be one of those at the block party on Saturday, August 16th. You play quite a lot in this area, don't you, Jay?
I do, a little bit. Yeah, I've been had the luck and honor to play at over at the German Warehouse, the AD Warehouse, a couple of times. I think it's 1921 German Warehouse. So I've been over there a couple of times. And then during the week, you might find me out to Schmidt Woodland Hills or Pine Valley. But that's my typical week. You know, and I do that in a few of the other communities around here.
Yeah, that's awesome. Nothing like live music. And the music and the musicians in the area, it doesn't seem like it's a real competitive thing. It seems like you're all family and you're in it together, aren't you?
Well, you know, like anything, there's people rooting for you and there's people rooting against you. And we had that discussion earlier about any event, but the musicians that I know in this area work for you. You know, they really do, and work with each other. And it's a unique family. You've had a lot of them on the air here that I could go through names, but I don't need to. But, yeah, there's just a real community of almost family musicians, and we're just rooting for each other all the way. And it makes it really fun to organize events where there's going to be multiple musicians because you'll see that chemistry.
Will there be a lineup, like a schedule of
events? There is a schedule, and it's going to be Dylan Harris is going to be starting it out, and Tracy Mangold, she's a singer-songwriter in the Viroqua area, and Elise Becker, she used to go by the name of Elise Nicole, so if you know her by Elise Nicole, is now Elise Becker. And they might be doing some things together. So that's going to be real dynamic. And then I've got Don Greenwood coming out of Spring Green. He's kind of a staple in this area with the music. And then myself. And then, like I said, throughout the day, we'll probably be playing with each other and joining each other. And if there's kids around, we're all capable of doing a couple of kids' songs, too, if we have that population hanging close to us. So every one of these performers are fun, a variety of music, and with some real good spirit. So it should be a lot of fun.
Gene, I know that your pet project, Richland Area Rescue, they may even have some animals there, I understand.
Yes, I have been told that they're going to have some little puppies there.
Yay.
Some Shih Tzu dogs, possibly Raymond the pony. And if he comes, there'll be little carrots for people to feed him. But yeah, they're... That way people can see what pets there are they can adopt. And, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. A lot of barking, a lot of noise. It'll be fun.
Maybe you can feed the musicians carrots, too. You know,
they might get hungry.
I'm all in. I played at a farmer's market yesterday. I had carrots in my tip jar.
Did you really? That's a great tip, really. It is. It's just going to be so much fun. And I hope, Gene, that it's the first annual. That, you know, this is something you can do each year.
I wouldn't mind. I mean, I've had fun. Yeah, there's been some things thrown in my way, but it's taken me out of my comfort zone, and it's really helped me grow as a person to do this and to see needs of the community and things I can do to help.
And I know that just from personal experience being downtown, there are a lot of tourists, a lot of people from outside the area stopping by, and they'll stumble upon it and probably think you do it each weekend, won't they?
That's not happening. No, and then we're going to have face painting going on, too, for kids adults who want their faces painted.
Who doesn't?
We'll have an ice cream truck there as well, so there'll be ice cream for you to get all messy with.
Great. Anything else you want to add about the event?
No, just I hope everybody comes out, has a good time, and enjoys themselves.
Me too. Jay?
Well, the animals that are going to be there, these are going to be rescue animals, I'm told. Then you can meet and greet them. And see how you guys get along and maybe go home with a puppy, you know?
Every kid's dream.
That's right. And every parent's nightmare with me. I want that one.
I promise to feed it.
But it is a nice thing to expose them to these animals and, you know, talk about that. Plant that seed that maybe they'll adopt an animal someday.
So, they all need homes.
They do. So we just hope a lot of people will show up. 11 until 5. It's next Saturday, August 16th. We're kind of getting the word out now, and it's going to be vendors, and the shops are going to be open, it sounds like. And
as many of them as I can get to be open will be open, and I've got an array of talented people bringing stuff in. I'm going to have beaded jewelry, embroidered stuff, Color Street nails are going to be there, so you can see different colored nails you could get by yourself to put on. Just lots of fun things.
Anything else you want to add today, Jay?
Nope. Just look forward to see everybody out there. It's always fun to see smiling, familiar faces and people I don't know that become friends. Well, and the music, I have had a wise friend of mine mention to me that every great event has great music. And we'll just leave it with that.
Sure.
So come on out.
Nothing like the summertime and music in the air.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's going to be great. So we salute you both for stepping up and doing this. I think it's going to be a great first annual. So great. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Phil.
Gene Noble and Jay Hoffman in this portion of the morning show. Come one, come all to the Poolside Block Party next Saturday, August 16th from 11 until 5. It's going to be on Court Street right in downtown Richland Center.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henry.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he is directing the Commerce Department to begin work on what he calls a new and highly accurate census. This one would exclude those in the country illegally. The president's new tariffs kicked in at midnight, says ABC's Rachel Scott at the White House.
After months of pauses and extensions, overnight, President Trump's punishing new tariffs finally snapping into effect. More than 90 countries now facing tariffs ranging from 15% to as high as 41%. While almost all imported goods remain subject to a 10% tariff. Those tariffs will be paid by companies, but economists warn the costs may be passed on to consumers.
The Kremlin says President Trump and President Putin have agreed to a summit, but Putin has not signed off on the idea of letting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky take part as well. There's a briefing about an hour from now on the base of Fort Stewart, Georgia, following the mass shooting yesterday that left 5 soldiers wounded and a sergeant under arrest. This is ABC News.